Radha Ras Sudanidhi by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Verse number 30. Om Anjana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militamina Tasmai Sri Guravinava Vancha Kapotrubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Vatitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Srimati Radhika is in Nandagaon in Krishna's kitchen with many hundreds of sakis and kinkaris, maidservants. Krishna is sitting in the royal dining hall, which is adjacent to the kitchen, with all of his bosom buddies, his Priya Sakas, his Priya Narma Sakas, Subal, Marumangal, his brother, Balaram, and they're taking their breakfast. And we heard something about the exchanges in Sakiras and Vatsalyaras between the mothers and the boys, and the boys and the boys, Krishna and the boys. The principal pastime being described in this verse is the pastime between Radha and Krishna, because this book is all about Madhurya Leela, Madhurya Bhav of Radha and Krishna. At this particular time, when Radharani is cooking or serving Krishna by cooking for him so expertly, Amrit, Amrit Pani Radha Ki Jai. Pani means hands. Her hands are nectar. Her hands themselves are nectar. They are full of nectar, and they produce nectar. Even the touch of Radharani is nectarian. If Radharani touches anyone, they become filled with nectar. But in this case, it was a benediction from Durvasa Muni. He said, from now on, you will be known as Amrit, Amrit Pani. From your hand, anything that you cook from your hand will be extremely tasty, delicious. And whoever eats your cooking will become healthy, strong, vibrant, and free from all diseases. This is very good cooking. So that's why she's called Amrit Pani. So this verse describes, what does she look like? This is the guna mahi of Radharani, the guna mahima, the glories of Radharani's beauty. Vitarana chabim ananta tadil latavam prodana raga maravivala charu murtim primasparam braja mahipati tan mahishyor govindavan manasi tam nirahami radham. Translation. Prabodhananda Saraswati, the author of this book, he also has a form, his siddha deha, his pure spiritual body, as an eternal servant of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, is as a Sakhi, friend of Radharani, female friend Sakhi, Tungavidya Sakhi, or also he has another Sarup or Siddhadeya as Kinkri or Manjari, which is a slightly younger servant, not exactly equal, like a girlfriend, an equality of one girlfriend of similar age, but slightly younger, and orienting herself as, rather than equals, but as a servant of Radharani, maidservant, kinkar. Kinkar means servant, kinkar, and kinkari. So he's saying that, I place Radhika, whose effulgence, her luster, her effulgence, her chabim, is yellow and red, like innumerable lightning strikes, whose beautiful form is overwhelmed by deep passion, and who is loved by the king and queen of Braj, Nanda and Yashoda, as much as Govinda is in my mind. This is another translation. It's very nice. Golden These are descriptions of Radharani's transcendental form, her siddha sarup, her form, spiritual form. Golden red-tinted complexion, because, well, we'll discuss that. Splendor or effulgence or luster or radiance of unlimited lightning creepers. Most lovely bodily form of thickly condensed super excellent love. Now that's quite a form. Most lovely bodily form of thickly condensed super excellent love. That means prema, Krishna prema. The object of love for the king and queen of Braj, whom they love exactly as they love their son Govinda. I now fix this Radhika within my mind. So obviously this is a sankalpa to his mind. He's speaking to his, it's an address to his mind. He's adjusting his mind according to a particular meditation. I want to think of this person. Like most of us have a sankalpa. What is that sankalpa? We're always thinking, I want money. I want promotion. I want recognition. I want acceptance. I want a job. Or whatever. But this devotee, on one level we can take this as the aspiration or the prarthana, the prayer of a sadhak, a practitioner of bhakti yoga, rag bhakti, raganuga bhakti, who's telling his mind, listen mind, fill your mind, fill yourself with this form of Radharani, which has all these characteristics and qualities. And why is she exhibiting these particular characteristics? What are the circumstances that bring out these qualities and this appearance? Her complexion is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Her complexion is golden. It's generally described as very brilliant, almost whitish gold. Ask any woman, they know about gold. And ask any man, because he knows how much it costs. He knows the price tag, she knows the lakshana, characteristics of the gold. They're, ask them, they'll tell you. They have PhDs in gold. There's red, you look at their bangles, they're all different shades. Some are reddish gold, some are bluish gold, which is very rare. I haven't seen in India. There is whitish, they even have terms, white gold, I think so. There's whitish or even white gold. There's the yellow, I mean, ask them, they give a better class. There's reddish gold, there's yellowish gold, there's whitish, there's different shades of gold. There's obvious deducement. Every color has a different shade, yellow, etc. Radharani, her complexion changes colors according to her association. So let's see what we have collected over here. It's reddish yellow like lightning. Her golden complexion is tinted with reddish, red. And so it's, these are of course metaphors, metaphorical language. These are alankars, ornamental language to try to create an image, to create an impression within the citta, within the consciousness. We just say, Radharani's golden. Okay. But now we see in this particular situation, and in this particular association, she's with her beloved. She's with her Priyatam. She's with her paramour, Shyam Sundar, Gopinath, Govinda. So her color has changed. from whitish gold to reddish gold. What has made her complexion reddish? But there are different aspects of the heart, and Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that there are different rasas, the mukhya rasas, madhurya ras and vatsalya ras and sakya ras, dasya ras, and then the gona rasas, or the supporting rasas, or the complementary or secondary rasas, hasya ras, laughter, and vira ras, chivalry and heroism, and adbhuta ras, amazement, and vibhatsa ras, what is that, ghastliness, and there's different rasas. They actually each have a different color. And Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is called Rasaraj. Rasaraj Sri Krishna ki jai. Why? And why is, as we were children and would ask our father, Daddy, why is the sky blue? So we will ask all of you, why is Krishna blue? Did you hear what he said? There are many colors, from infrared to ultraviolet, and various shades in between, indigo and all these things. And if you mix them together, they become basically black, which is, but we don't see black, we see Ganesham Radhe Radhe, Ganesham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja me viraje, Ganesham Radhe Radhe. Janai viraje Ganesham Radhe Radhe. Ganesham Radhe Radhe. Ganesham Radhe Radhe. Vrindavan Bihari Lala Ki Jai. You mix all the colors together, you get black. Black is beautiful. If he's gonna sham, sham sundar. When we go into the ocean, there's the Bay of Bengal, there's the Asian Sea, there's the Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Mediterranean Sea, Baltic Sea, Pacific Ocean, and so many Sindhus and oceans. The fact is, the water has different color. You go to the Caribbean, or the Bali, this aquamarine green and blue, and different colors, depending on the depth of the water. The deeper the water, the darker the color. In the deepest ocean, which has the deepest trenches, underwater trenches that go down for 30,000 meters, very deep, is the Atlantic Ocean. National Geographic Expedition, 1973. I read the article. And they went in a bathyscope, and they went down, down, down. They couldn't find the bottom. It's a bottomless pit, fathomless ocean. And dark, deep, dark blue. Sham, sham, sham. God, Krishna, Rasaraj, cannot but be any other color than darkest of dark blue, because the depth of his love is so deep. The depth and the ability and the flavors of his love is so vast and unmeasurable, there's no other color that matches it. All of the rasas are homogenized or mixed there. His mother's rasa, his father, his friends, his lovers, his servants, the creatures, the rasas of the creatures, and Gulari and Mriga and Harina and Tota and Mayur, all birds, every pakshi, everything mixed together becomes sham, sham, sham. The mixture of rasas creates sham. And he is the Raj, he is the king and controller of these rasas. Rasaraj. But because he is interacting with so many. But Radharani, she is also interacting. But Krishna has to absorb, as the ocean absorbs all the lakes. All the lakes run down the mountains and valleys and enter the ocean. And the ocean absorbs all the lakes. So Krishna has to absorb the love and attention from millions of bucks. Millions and millions. So many rivers of devotion. Bhakti dhara, they're flowing into Krishna, so it becomes so filled and so dark from all these colors of different rasas and bhavas. But Radharani, although she's interacting, her heart is totally saturated with one bhav, with one Shringar ras, Shringar, Madanakya Mahabhav, this Madhuri ras. And the color of Shringar Ras is Tapta Kanchana, molten gold. In the field of gold, gold is something like ghee, cow's ghee. And when one is making cow's ghee from butter, say makan, cow's ghee is yellow, and as you're cooking it, as you're slowly heating it and preparing ghee, so much sediment and particle matter mixed inside the ghee, waxes and other things that are solids and other things mixed in the actual ghee or the milk fat of the cow come floating to the surface. And then that's skimmed off. And the longer you cook it, the clearer the ghee gets. It takes about 16 or 18 hours under very low heat to make ghee if you have a 10, 20 kilos of butter. Very slow. If you make something faster than that, it's called butter oil. It's not really ghee. So now, gold is the same way. When you melt gold, it's the same thing. When you take gold nuggets and melt them, raw gold from Mother Earth, and all this junk comes to the top, and you scoop it off. And then if you just melt it once, it's not very bright gold. You melt it and let it get solid, and then melt it again, and melt it and melt it. And each time you melt it, which becomes liquid, and scoop off the scum and debris and everything, non-gold particles, the gold becomes brighter and brighter. So the kavis, the writers of poetry, they say that Radharani's effulgence is like, they say, molten gold, but gold that has been melted and cleansed one lakh of times. Taking gold, melting it, it gets solid, melt it, so that's very brilliant. So now it's described that her effulgence is described here as saying, it says, Pita Aruna Chabim. Pita Aruna Chabim. Chabim means jyoti, it means luster. Pita, like Pitambara. Means yellow and red, Arun, like the rising sun, Aruna. So there's yellow and red. So the yellow is already there. this is the base color. But the red color is coming from another bhav in Radharani's heart, which is an aspect of her Shringhar Ras, and that is her Anurag. Anurag, her intense attachment for Krishna, which is ever fresh. So she's in the kitchen cooking for Krishna. And yes, she's shy. So she's a little shy to look at Krishna directly. But she's looking Radha Kripa Kataksha. From the corners of her eyes, she's stirring the dal and looking out, and she's watching, making hot chapatis or puris, and watching Mother Yashoda serve, because she doesn't serve to Krishna directly. She cooks and gives to Krishna's mother. And then she's seeing Krishna, and as she's seeing Krishna eating what she has cooked with her nectar hands, she's seeing Krishna, oh, I came here yesterday, I cooked for this boy, I don't recognize him. He looks different. He looks extremely attractive. Somehow my heart is feeling as much attraction for this boy as I feel for Krishna. Is this actually Krishna I'm seeing? I'm not sure. So in this type of, that's why it says, the word is here, where is it? Vival, Mada Vival. Mada Vival. Vival means she becomes overwhelmed with mada. Mada means an intense a madness. Because if you imagine if you see someone every day and all of a sudden you look at them, do I know you? Generally, we think the person is suffering from a mental derangement, amnesia, temporary forgetfulness. Someone cracked your motherboard and your memory got shot. You hit your head on a board or fell down. Oh, look at your wife. Who are you? I'm your wife. Wife? What's wife? So that's a good thing to forget. But unfortunately, it's one of those unforgettable experiences. They don't allow you to forget. So the conclusion is, don't get yourself in a situation where you have to remember a wife, whom you'll never forget. This is encouragement to the Brahmacharya. That's one unforgettable experience we don't want. So now, simply by describing this color of Radharani in this first line, Pitaruna Chabim. Pitaruna Chabim. So these are Guna Mahima, the glories of what changes her beautiful form exhibits in the presence of her beloved. Seeing him in a newer, we say that Krishna's Navayovanam, Navayovanam Sri Krishna Ki. Yeah. He's always ever fresh, ever useful, ever playful. New means to this extent. Not only new that he never tells the same joke twice, or he never wears the flower over his ear in the same way, or he never wears the same flower. Sometimes he puts the lotus flower over the right ear, sometimes over the left ear, sometimes he twirls it. Sometimes he puts it in his chudamani, or chura, whatever it's called, his top knot on his hair. You look, hey, Sakhi, dekho. Shamsundar, see, look at his kamal. It's over his left ear. Oh, yesterday it was on his right ear. So this is newer features of the same person. So that's the Navayovanam aspect of Krishna. Ever useful, and always some new presentation. But anurag is the internal perturbation of the heart. The vibration of the heart changes in such a way that eyes are working and seeing the lotus flower over the ear and the person with the flute. and a beautiful hair, but the heart is thinking, this bhav comes over. That's why it's called a vival. Vival, mada vivala. She becomes somewhat bewildered. And then that bewilderment of her heart and mind, seeing her Krishna taking his prasad and joking with his friends, and then sometimes Radharani turns to her sakhi and says, "Hey Vishaka, hey Vishake, who is that? Where is Krishna? Are we Ananda Bhavan?" "Yeah, yes, of course. We come every day. What are you saying?" "Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. But I see Dalji, I see my brother is there, Sridham, I see Subal, Madamangal. But who is that person next to Dalji?" Vishaka says, "Are, Saki, kya hoga?" "What's going on? What happened? What? This Krishna! We came yesterday, 24 hours ago, we were here cooking for him. We were just dancing with him 5 hours ago in the Rasa dance. It's only 7:30 now, at 2 o'clock you're dancing in the Rasamandala, Jamuna Pulina. Acha? Him?" "Yes. He's very nice. He's eating my cooking." And so this is what's being said here, the first line. Now he talks about Radharani's effulgence, and then he talks about her beautiful form. He's overwhelmed by his charu murtim. We described some of that already in the second line. Prod anuraga, it says proda. Prod anuraga madavivala charu murtim. Proda means very concentrated, advanced, condensed. Proda anurag, we described. Madavivala charu murtim. Her murti, Radha murti, her form is charu. Charu is very beautiful. Some of the translators are saying beautiful, some are saying lovely, charming. These are particulars, these are the details of meditation. Nam, rup, was it? Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. So we have, smarana means remembrance. And we have in the yoga system, we have yama niyama, asan. Yama niyama, asan, pranayama. Pratyahara, collecting the senses, withdrawing the senses, dharana, holding, dhyan, dhruvana smriti, and samadhi. So in meditation, or dhyan, there is a subject of meditation. Lila, dhyan, meditating on lila. Rup, dhyan, meditating on a form. Gun dhyan, nam dhyan, meditating on the name. You can also meditate on the name, Krishna, Radha. And to facilitate that meditation, the nam sadhakas, the bhajananandis, nam bhajananandis, they, if they're simply meditating on the name, they chant the name and they meditate on the artadam, nam artadam, mantra artadam. Called mantra artha chintata, or the artadam, the art. Mantra artha chintata. They meditate on the meaning of the name. They're chanting and meditating the name, Gaura, Hari. Yes. And it depends on the meditation, how deep it is, how much absorption there is, and how much it's supported, how much background that meditation has, how much background of that meditation must be supported by a background or a foundation of sharanagati, surrender, seva, and kripa. These are the foundation of the dhyan. Anyway, okay, now I'm doing dhyan. Okay. Krishna's name means this, oh, Krishna, 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 Anand, Krishna, Karshati, the attractor, Anand, bliss, that attractive, that beautiful, beautiful form which attracts my mind with its enchanting, dear Lalita, Nayak Bhav, or beautiful qualities, Krishna's, Karshan. And that attraction is so compelling and so absorbing, it's filling me with bliss, joy. You can meditate. This is the meaning. Krishna. Krishna. Krishna Karshati Ananda. But you won't get far if there's no foundation. Seva. Sharanagati. Bhakti means seva. Vaishnava seva, Guru seva, Krishna seva. Dham seva, so much seva. And kripa. Mahant kripa. With this foundation, then that dhyan gives some experience on spurti. So that's nam, meditating on name. And another way of doing nam dhyan, I'm giving an example. Yes? You follow? Everyone's clear where we're going? It's some logic, you understand? We're talking about different forms of dhyan, rup dhyan, this, that. So another form of nam dhyan is that they do the tatrak. Tatrak? Meditating? Tatrak. Tatrak. In the yogis, they do concentrated meditation on candle flame or a spot on the wall in front of them at eye level. They sit in Padmasana or Siddhasana or whatever, usually Siddhasana or Padmasana. And they control their sitting, their posture very perfectly. And then they're breathing by pranayama. And then they look at this spot on the wall. Or a mandala. Sometimes they have these mandala posters. They have these mandalas with concentric circles. You seen? And then sometimes they use yantras. But that's a different type of thing. But so that's called tatrak. And then they just stare at that. And then different. It opens up different windows because it controls the manovritti. The manovritti becomes pacified because the concentration, all of the thoughts become collected on the point. Because the breathing slows down the movements of the mind, they become collected on the point. And then their concentration is focused on the agya chakra. This is here. So all the thoughts are going to there, and then that all those thoughts are traveling on the vision, on the rays of the vision looking at that spot. The eyes may be half closed also, but not fully. They can't see the spot or the candle flame. You can read in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Krishna is describing the meditation. He says, madhya bru. He said, the yogi, madhya bru. Bru means, it's interesting in Sanskrit, bru means eyebrow. Eyebrow is bru. Interesting. Well, because Sanskrit is the mother of all languages, as you must be knowing. Also the mother of French, all the languages, the mother of all languages, Matabhasha, or whatever, is Sanskrit. So in English, eyebrow, yes? It's called bru. So Krishna says, you should focus, stare at the point between the eyebrows. So this is a chakra. Yogi Raj, yes? Agya chakra. So now the Namsarikas, they very similar. There's very similar some of the ideas of yoga, because this is bhakti yoga. So we also have yama, and we have niyama, and we have asana, and we have pranayama, and we have pratyahara and dharana, and dhyanam, and dhruva anusmriti, and we have samadhi. Otherwise, this can't be a yoga system. Ashtanga yoga system is ashtanga, eight limbs. These are the limbs. They are eight limbs without bhakti. We are eight limbs, we are nine limbs. Navanga, navavida bhakti, shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam, arshanam mananam sakyam dasyam sakyam atma navedanam. So now the Nam Sadhaka who's doing Nam Dhyan, he writes, he has written in Bengali or Hindi or English. He has the Maha Mantra written, Hare, you know, Krishna, Rama. And it's at eye level, like the candle flame, like the mandala, like the spot. And he's doing all the same things, but he has mala, japa mala, tulsi mala. And he's chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and he's just meditating on the sound vibration he's collecting and hearing. And all his dharana, his collection, his concentration, he's holding nam dharana, he's holding the vibration of the name in his consciousness. And he's looking at those letters, right? Of the mantra, and that's his meditation. He just keeps looking. There's hundreds, there's thousands of Gaudiya Vaishnavas that chant like this, japa. And if one does that, they see what happens. How much concentration, and how much, even it's told, from those letters of that, it's some ink and some paper on the wall, because those letters, Hare Krishna, they are Krishna. Krishna's Rupam and Radha's Rupam. They see in those letters, right? Ha, you know, they see Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna. Huh? This is something amazing. So this particular verse, Saraswati Pad, Srila Saraswati Pad, is describing Rup Dhyan. Fix not the letters in your mind, fix not the mantra Artha Chintata, not the meaning of the mantra, but fix the form of Radharani in the mind. Per these specific instructions of this shloka. Piece by piece. And with understanding and commentaries. And then the foundation. Sharanagati. And Seva and Kripa. This is the Mahima of Radharani. So her form is like that. And then a very interesting point here is being told. It says that Premasparam Braja Mahipati Tan Mahishyor. Mahipati Mahishi. Mahishi means queen. Mahipati means king. Mahipati. And Mahishi. The Dwarka Mahishi is the queen of Dwarka. Premasparam, it means that Asparam means abode. That Radharani is the abode of love. She is the Premashraya. The Krishna Prem, she is a shelter, the reservoir, the unlimited lake and ocean of Krishna's love. And any devotee that wants to serve Krishna, he must ride on a wave of Radharani's love. If any devotee wants to serve Krishna, he must catch a wave on the ocean of Radharani's Prem, Prem Sindhu. Without the support of Radharani, the ocean supports the waves. Yes? Yes, no?
Yes, no.
So the waves of devotion, they are supported, they are connected to Radharani, because Bhakti Devi is Radharani. Bhakti Devi is Radharani's amsha, expansion. The king and queen of Braja are Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya. Yashoda Maya ki. Nanda Baba ki. They have a son named Krishna, Nandalal, Yashoda Dulal. Nandanandan, Yashoda Nandan. And Radharani is the daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. No relation to them by family. But the verse, and it's a fact, that Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they love Radharani. They see she is the abode of love, and they love her as much as they love their own son, Krishna. This is very rare. You will love your daughter, and you will love your son, and you will maybe love children in general, but certainly you'll love your own children the most. It's natural. Obvious. But Mother Yashoda, she loves Radharani as much as Krishna. And she feels like she's her daughter. So this is because this whole scene here is Yashoda's interacting with Radharani. Radharani's cooking and preparations. And then Yashoda is saying, oh, and receiving them and saying, what is this? Because something special she makes, because she makes something different. Varieties. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So she has the bowl of some beautiful clay pot or golden pot with some cloth over it, some, you know, salad or some sabji's different preparations. And she hands it to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda says, and this? And this? In other words, and this means, and what is this? Oh, this is, oh, acha? Oh, I'll ask you later the recipe. I don't have time now, I have to serve it. So it's still hot. So then Mother Yashoda takes it and she goes out, and she, because she wants to know, you know, what it is to tell the customer, to tell Krishna. He says, Oh Lala, this sabji is very, very special. Radharani made especially for you. This is, you know, this and that, and this is, you know, this is deep-fried lotus stems soaked in tomato sauce, and, you know, lotus stems and, you know, fried in ghee, and this and that, and this spice. And it's very, very good. You try. So, you know, Krishna says, it's very good. So now, this Yashoda who is interacting with this Radharani who's coming every morning to cook Krishna's breakfast, she's thinking, this girl is so beautiful. She should be my daughter. She should live in my house. In fact, she even told her husband when they're making the palace, she said, listen, make sure you make one bedroom for Radharani. So in Nanda Maharaj's palace, in the house of Krishna, there's one bedroom for Radharani, official. Her name's on the door. And there's one bedroom for Brishabhanu, her father, and one for her mother, and one for her sister, Anangamandri, and one for her brother, Sridhar. That's really called opulent house. 5 guest rooms. Reserved. And in Barsana, there's a room for Krishna in Radharani's house. Because when it's Janmashtami, as we told the other day, when it's Janmashtami, everyone goes to Krishna's party, birthday party. Especially Brishabhanu and his wife, Kirtida, and their son and two daughters, Anangamandri and Radhika and Sridhar. And it's a 4-day party. Birthday party, and Radharani just, they party and they dance and they eat and they play all day, and so many games that they play together, and then they sleep. Radharani sleeps every night. Then when it's Radharani's birthday, then Krishna, everyone packs up and goes off to Barsana. Barsane wali radhe shi radhe radhe radhe. Okay. So, because some people complain, oh, why all this kirtan? We want katha. Okay, that's fine. And other people complain, oh, too much katha. We should have more kirtan. Now what to do? This is a dilemma. It's a short time. Time is short. Desire is big. It's life in general. This sums up life in general. Time is short. Desire is long. Many, many desires. So, it just goes according to its own will. And kirtan, we started class the other day, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was going 20 minutes, remember? And all of a sudden, kirtan. And then class, that was it, hogya. Then kirtan for 20 minutes. But this is kirti. Effusive, spontaneous glorification of your ishta, kirtan, sankirtan. Govindavan manasitam, niradhami radam. Very beautiful. If you know Sanskrit, you can really relish it. Govindavan manasitam nidadami radam. I mean, I'm like 10,000 light years from Sanskrit, but at least I can fold my hands and bow my head and say, Balo, Balo. Very good, very good. Very sweet, madur, madur, madur. Isn't it? Of course, I'm not very expert, but Govindavan Manasitam Niradami Radham. It just, it sounds like a drum or something. Boom, 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 boom. Isn't it? It's music. Language is music. Poetry is language in motion. Dancing language is poetry. Language that dances. Language with a bounce. Right? Language that rocks. No. Feeling, isn't it? Language with feeling. Emotive. Emotive language is poetry. It brings out emotions. That's what the word emotive means, in case you don't know. Now you know. So he's saying here, Niradami. He's saying Niradami. He says, it means take this Radha into your mind. Put this in your mind. We have a lot of things in our mind, yes? Is Radha in our minds? No. But a bhakta, Krishna bhakta, the best way to please Krishna, love me, love my servant. I don't want to say that. Love me, love my... That's not nice. We're editing that. Love me, love my servant. So, if we have Radha in our mind, Age Radha, Piche Radha, Baya Radha, Daya Radha, Anta Radha, Bahir Radha, Upar Radha, Niche Radha, right? Someone stay. Radha is on my, I don't know, my Hindi is zero, but I'm having fun. And you're having more fun because you don't know what I'm saying, and you think I'm saying one thing, but because I don't know how to pronounce it, so whatever you can catch, that's your fun. But basically, in English, I would say that Radharani's on my right, Dhaya. Radharani's on my left, Bhaya. She's on Age. She's in front of me. She's behind me. She's above me. She's below me. She's within me. She's without me. Everywhere, Radha. This is the Krishna Bhakta. And a Radha Bhakta. So if you're always thinking of Radha, Krishna will be there automatically. If you're always thinking of Krishna, Radha will be there automatically. So the best thing to do is always meditate on Radha and Krishna. So therefore we chant Hare Krishna, because Hare is Radharani and Krishna is Krishna. And Hare is Radharani and Rama is Radharaman. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari. Mero Radha Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'll be right back.
Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Jai Jai.